June 2007, Section 2, Question 12. So with this one, we are looking for which one is most similar to the argument above. It's parallel reasoning. Now, we'll always start with a conclusion trick, which involves looking for the conclusion of the original argument, and if it's in the last sentence, then comparing that to all of the last sentences of our answer choices to see if one matches better than the others. It's not foolproof, but it gives us a little bit of a head start on the game. So, the last sentence says, therefore, one cannot be obliged both to answer all questions truthfully and to keep all promises. So, basically, it's saying you can't have to do both things. So, it's not required to do both of these things. So, then we're going to look at our answers and see if any of them match up with that well, just to see if we get something. So, A says, so it cannot be true both that we have the unencumbered right to say whatever we want and that we have the duty to be civil. Well, that's reasonable. It's similar enough. Then B says, so the only way for some politicians to be popular is to deceive, and any politician needs to be popular. That's not really saying it can't be true that you have to do both. Then C, so whatever we do, we risk her criticism. That's not really similar. D, so either the creditors did not have legitimate claims or the businesses did not. It's not really saying it can't be true that both. And then E, so we will have to keep our business hours as they are. So really, A is the only one that meets really well. D is actually somewhat close because by saying you don't have to do both means one of the two has to be false. But I would start by checking A and D. I'd like A to be correct, but if not, then I'll check D. And if neither of those work, then I'll go back and do this the long way. So now we look at the passage. Suppose I have promised to keep confidence and someone asks me a question that I cannot answer truthfully without thereby breaking the promise. Okay, so I promised to keep confidence. Somebody asks me a question that I can't answer truthfully without breaking it. Obviously, I cannot both keep and break the same promise. So I can't keep it and break it. And so therefore, one cannot be obliged to answer all questions truthfully and to keep promises. So it's basically saying because there's a situation where you wouldn't be able to do both, therefore you're not obliged to do both. So A, it is claimed that we have the unencumbered right to say whatever we want. It is also claimed that we have the obligation to be civil. But civility requires that we not always say what we want. So it cannot be true both that we have the unencumbered right to say what we want and that we have the duty to be civil. Seems pretty good. It's basically given an instance where the two would come into conflict with each other. So then we look at D. If creditors have legitimate claims and the business has the resources to pay, the business is obliged. Also, if business is obliged, has obligations, then of course we'll force it. But the course did not force this, so either... No, that's not really the same. That's kind of talking about if-thens, and it's essentially negating an if-then. And so therefore, answer choice A does work out pretty well. So we take that and go in this case. The conclusion trick can save you a lot of time on these. It's not foolproof, but it usually works out relatively well. So we'll take answer choice A and go with that.